The 76ers will open the regular season in New York against the Knicks on October 20th. And for fans hoping to see LeBron James take the court in his new Sixers threads, be prepared to pay up. WHYY's Corey Schauber has more on the sky-high prices.
TickPick lists nosebleed tickets starting at just under $2,000 for tip-off at Madison Square Garden. Not only will LeBron James and Jaylen Brown suit up for Philadelphia for the first time, but the Knicks will also raise their first championship banner in more than 50 years. For the Sixers' home opener on October 22nd against the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron's former team, tickets start around $600. The Sixers are hoping their big-name acquisitions can help bring Philadelphia its first championship since 1983. Corey Schauber, WHYY News.
A Southern Delaware community is walking back a zoning amendment that helped build affordable cottage communities within town limits. The Georgetown Town Council approved the measure back in December to allow 12 cottage homes to be built on 1 acre of land. This week, the council voted to start repealing the ordinance after a working group recommended they go back to the drawing board. Council member Pinal Barrett voted in favor of starting the repeal process, saying town residents weren't in favor of the original measure.
The members of town showed up, voiced their opinion, and guess what? The town council did what they wanted to do. They didn't listen to the people.
The ordinance will be sent back to the town's planning commission with the recommendation to repeal it. Finally, Philadelphia philanthropist and noted preservationist Janet Klein has died. She was involved with both the Fairmount Park Commission and the Philadelphia Historical Commission. Her husband, Lewis Klein, was a broadcast pioneer and longtime instructor at Temple University. In her final years, Janet was involved in the university's Klein College of Media and Communication graduations, guiding students through their tassel turning. She was 96 years old. Fairly hazy skies on this Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures hovering in the upper 80s across the Delaware Valley.